Those Damn Ross Kids is a podcast for adults, and the opinions expressed do not reflect the opinions of our employers or even ourselves. We'd like to hear from you. Give us a call at 419-528-TDRK to leave a voicemail, and we just may play it on the show. I don't have any ideas for an intro. Normally they happen semi-organically, but I don't have any idea for the seed.
Just talking.
Talking?
I should start probably.
Like here, maybe.
Yeah. Cool. But how do we usually do it?
I don't know. I think we lost it, did we?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Well, that's too bad. Sorry, folks.
Good night.
Those Damn Ross Kids. Conversation between brothers, featuring Chris and Cole Ross.
Hey Chris, what episode is this?
This is episode number 64 of the comedy podcast, Those Damn Ross Kids.
My name is Cole.
I am Chris.
Some people would say that the N64 is the best 64.
Then I would say you're a space cowboy.
What?
Some people say.
Yeah. 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 I say we're the best 64.
Maybe.
I mean, the N64 was pretty cool. I liked it.
Could be.
Yeah. Hey, Chris, do you have a story for me?
I have lots of them.
Oh, I see them right there. Arrayed before you.
They're all right here.
Yeah.
Every single one of them. A recent survey has revealed that 43% of single women carry around a pair of sexy panties in their purse.
All the single ladies.
Just in case. The date turns out better than they thought. The survey also found that slim size 8 women were most likely to wear sensible cotton panties, while size 16 women prefer sexier matching sets. Size 14 women, they're most likely to wear a suspender belt, which I don't know what it is. Or to sometimes not even bother with underwear at all.
Like a suspender belt? Like is that like what Gallagher wears?
I think so.
Yeah?
I don't know.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Gonna wreck those melons.
Yeah.
Gonna wreck those melons. That's weird. So the more robust the woman, the more they feel the need to compensate. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Well, there's a perfect middle, I guess.
Yeah.
Hovering around that size 12 to 14 area.
Yeah, where it's plainly average for all to see.
Well, they're just not wearing any underwear. Underneath that suspender belt.
Yeah. It's like a garter? I don't know. It's all a mystery to me.
I don't know.
It's all a mystery. Who did that study?
It doesn't matter.
Does it? I was going to say, I just like, who paid for that? Who paid to have that information put out?
Nobody.
Nobody? It just mm-hmm. appeared. It's like Wolfram Alpha. You can ask it, like, you know, how many chicken wings does it take to get to the moon, you know?
No, I have no idea what the hell that means.
No, Wolfram Alpha?
I don't know what that is.
It's like Google, except for math. So you can put in like the population of China in 2004 compared to the number of stars in the universe, and it will spit back like data. It's neat, like you know, to try that sometimes. It's good.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah. Put ladies' close size in there.
Put some math in it.
Just put some math on there. Just put some math on there. That's all it takes. Well, speaking of people of size, Chris, can I share with you something that was going to happen eventually?
Sure. Apparently, I'm going to find out sooner or later.
Yeah. Do you know what the heart attack grill is?
Yes, I do.
You do? Is it because you read the article that I'm going to say, or is it because you knew about it before?
Yeah, you get what you pay for. That's all I have to say.
As advertised. No, I've known about this for a while, you know, not because I watched, you know, Food Channel stuff, but it's a pretty notorious place. They've got the bypass burger, the double bypass burger, up to the quadruple bypass burger. They've got flatliner fries that are fried up in lard. They've got buttermilk milkshakes with actual butter mixed in there. It's a real place. In fact, the waitresses are dressed up as nurses. And if you are a person of carriage, over 350 pounds, you eat for free. Yeah, so you just step on the scale and like, hey, buddy, you earned it. You earned it. They don't provide free insulin, though. That's extra.
Bummer.
Now, unsurprisingly, on February the 15th, Dr., quote-unquote, John Basso, the owner of the restaurant, noticed a patron, roughly 40 years old, having some trouble. He was sweating, shaking, and he could barely talk. Ultimately, he had a heart attack and needed to be wheeled out of the restaurant past antique ambulance warning, caution, this establishment is bad for your health. Basso assures the press that this was not a publicity stunt. He says, we would never pull a stunt like that. A place that is made of stunts, they would never.
Would you really not?
I'm going to say, I'm skeptical.
I think you might.
Yeah. I'm just picturing, you know, it's Las Vegas, so, you know, prostitution's legal. Not inside the city limits, Russ. A brothel called the Claptrap.
Brothel / seafood joint called the Filthy Clam.
Oh, no. That's bad.
Yeah.
I liked mine better. Mine was less revolting.
Yeah. Usually it is.
So, Godspeed. Couldn't see from the story whether he lived or died. So let's pretend we are not laughing about a man's death.
Yeah, right. English drinkers were forced to flee for their lives when a drug-fueled maniac burst into the pub and lunged at them with a chainsaw. This man's name was Dean Dinnan. He did this after he was thrown out of the bar for smoking. He was captured on video marching up to the door of the bar with the chainsaw running. Once inside, the customers defended themselves with bar stools, chairs, and pool cues, all made of wood. Thus, were not very effective. The man, Dean, had been looking for who had kicked him out. He had left while Dean went to go get his chainsaw from his car. Bar patrons were eventually able to overpower the man, stop the chainsaw, and subdue him until authorities arrived.
Wow. See, that's good. I'm getting better. I didn't burst out in laughter until you mentioned that he was kicked out for smoking. Usually your blunt statements of fact, man charges into bar with chainsaw, that's where I get.
No, I didn't. No. I didn't burst right in.
You know?
No, I talked about what the victims did first.
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
Yes.
So this wasn't one of your patented, let's get Cole to laugh as soon as possible.
No.
Have you ever thought about the logistics of killing somebody with a chainsaw?
No.
It seems, I mean, it's an intimidating weapon. You know, it's used in cinema. It's very loud. You know, it moves very quickly. It's menacing. You know, kind of like I have a hard time picturing somebody running with a chainsaw swinging. You know, like I picture it being like a Jason Voorhees, you know, menacing walk straight towards whatever you're trying to kill. It's a, you know, it's a very intimidating means of murdering somebody. But think about, like, you know, how much sustained pressure it takes to, you know, actually saw through like a bone. It's not a lightsaber. You have to hold it up there and you have to, you know, it seems like it would require the person to stay still for a very long time for it to do a lot of damage.
Like while you prime and then pull the engine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Unless it's a light, you know, it's an electric chainsaw, but then, yeah. But then all you have to do is run about 20, 30 feet.
People are going to get pissed. They burst back into places.
Because they're not allowed to smoke.
Not allowed to do anything anymore. Not allowed to scare people with chainsaws anymore.
Man, that's all I want to do.
What's England coming to?
I've never been there, but I can say it's not as good as it used to be.
It ain't as good as it once was?
No. While we're talking about drinking and activities that people do while drinking, you know, playing darts, quarters, chainsaws. How about beer pong? You ever played beer pong, Chris?
No, never.
You've never played beer pong?
No, I proudly say I've never done that.
You ever played flip cup?
No.
No? I've played beer pong.
Really?
Yeah. I was in college recently. It's really exploded in popularity over the past decade. I remember being very embarrassed because I was standing in a convenience store next to campus, and I was looking up behind the counter where they keep the, you know, all the cigarettes and stuff, and by the condoms, and I looked down and saw, huh, what are those ping pong balls for? And I asked the guy, and he was a real thick guy. I said, beer pong. Beer pong. It's like, that's funny. I like that. So the thing is, like, beer pong is primarily played just with cheap beer, right? And it's always a race to the bottom. Are you going to get Natty Light? Are you going to get Keystone Light? Are you going to get, you know, whatever. Enter Pong. Pong Chris is a cheap beer made explicitly for use in playing beer pong. It's real cheap. You buy it in a 30-pack. Get in a 30-pack. It comes with ping pong balls. If you buy two 30-packs, you get a 16, you know, you get some 16-ounce cups enough to play a game. It's a full set.
So it's Pong beer.
Yeah, it's Pong beer. Pong beer pong.
Pong beer pong?
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like... Oh, God.
You all right?
That just sounds like a Chinese person with German heritage.
Yeah, that's right.
Pong beer pong.
Can I tell you the story of the? Can I tell you the story of the last time that I played beer pong?
Yeah, is it funny?
It's funny. Screw you. It is funny. They were playing a variant on ping pong called the Civil War. It involves, like, you know, 18 people and like four tables and all that. And
two colors.
And cups. Two colors of cups. one of the balls that fell off of the table and went under the table, and it got a dent in it. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, that's, you know, a problem, because we're out, you know, it's our last one. So my friend, who will remain nameless, he was like, hey, let's do a fun little trick. If you hold a lit lighter underneath the ping pong ball that's dented, the dent will pop out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So he takes this and he does it, holds the lighter underneath of it, ball bursts into flames, and he launches it at me like he's a fucking Mortal Kombat character, straight in my chest. So I, like, get it away from me, and then, you know, somebody dives and puts it out and throws it out into the snow.
Finish him.
That's funny.
Pong beer pong. You're showing me. I think they actually made that. Somebody...
No, it is. You can buy it. That's what this is. It's $40 a case.
Jeez, oh, Pete.
For Duff beer.
Duff beer, like from The Simpsons.
Yeah. Well, we'd rather skip the massive gut. Everything else about Homer Simpson's lifestyle. Compulsive eating, guzzling beer, and watching TV seems a-okay. Now, you can take one step in that direction by ordering up a case of Duff beer. Roughly $40, brewed in Germany, the surprisingly smooth 4.7% lager is the perfect way to pick up a dull barbecue or tackle a tough Thursday afternoon. They are also producing a Flaming Moe energy drink. Seriously.
No, I've heard about this. I
haven't heard of it.
No? No. Although Flaming Moe energy, it would have to be more like drank, right? It would have to be like scissor. Because the secret ingredient was children's cough syrup.
The secret ingredient is...
So it's Krusty's brand.
Fingernails. A bill in the Nebraska state legislature just may outlaw cheap beer. The current proposal aims to prohibit large grocery and liquor stores from selling beer and other liquor for less than its wholesale cost. The big box retail strategy is known as a loss leader. The Nebraska Liquor Control Commission testified that selling alcohol at less than cost is a health issue and can lead to overconsumption. Representatives of Nebraska's retailers and grocery stores testified against the bill, saying that the free market, in quotes, ought to govern the price of beer.
That seems like an externality. Why would they be selling it? Why would they be selling it for cheaper than it?
So people will come into their store and buy other things at a higher markup.
Yeah, yeah.
That's like a graduation time when pop is really cheap.
Mm-hmm.
It's way below cost.
Yeah. But like,
so you'll buy your hot dogs and your buns and your prophylactics.
So it's,
and your eyeliner there.
But it's perpetually under. So like when you see a place that advertises like, we sell at the state minimum.
That's bull.
Is it really?
There's just no place you can go to find out what the state minimum is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like, this lowest state, blah blah blah.
So they're just lying? Why would they lie?
Because they're in business, Cole.
Because they want to make money?
I guess so.
Oh, man.
That's the way it works.
It's funny. It's funny that that's how I got disenchanted.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, just a disillusion.
Did like you lose that. Your powers?
Yes, I did. No more powers for me.
No more enchantment.
It's all gone, Chris. There's none left. There's none left. A Pennsylvania man turned himself in for robbing a Chinese restaurant. The catch, though, is that it was his other personality that did it. Why are you rolling your eyes? Why are you rolling your eyes?
I wish you had another personality.
Me too, Chris. Me too. he went to the police after reading about the crime in the news the next day. It's like, oh, wow, I was there.
Wait, that's really weird.
The last thing he remembers is getting angry when his waiter wouldn't speak English.
Is his name David Banner?
Pong Beer Pong. Pong Beer Pong.
Pong Beer Pong.
Yeah, he wouldn't speak English. He just kept on vacillating between Chinese and German. The next thing he remembers, he was playing video games at his cousin's house. No big.
So what did he do?
He just went there and he's like, give me all your money. He went back. Really? Or he committed the act and then ran away.
That's weird.
Yeah. Just like he did it in a fugue state.
Huh.
Both of his personalities are currently in jail.
She just burst into a women's bathroom stall and said, give me all your pussy.
I want every last drop. Gross.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
That's yucky. But everybody likes it differently, right? A Cincinnati, Ohio air company is providing the opportunity for thrill-seeking couples to join the Mile High Club. The sexy trips last approximately an hour and a half. The plane is equipped at its center with a love seat, champagne glasses, and a box of chocolates. The only thing separating the fornicating passengers from the pilot is a small curtain and his discretion. Captain Dave McDonald says, I've had a high heel in my ear once, been shot in the back of the head with a champagne cork. And thank God we wear headsets. 90% of the trips are booked by women at the reasonable price of around $400. Huh. Note card title, toll-free number, please.
He cleaned that up for the news, though.
He probably did.
Oh, I got shot in the head with a champagne cork. Yeah, yeah.
If right. By shot in the head, you mean open mouth, and by champagne cork, you mean load.
That's what I was getting at. Thank you. Thank you, Chris.
Mm-hmm. I like to explain your jokes.
That was something that, wasn't that a big... We talked about that. We talked about a story where there was a porn that was shot in a plane by a skydiving instructor or something like that. Just kind of like, yeah, we're going to go up and then we're going to... You know, as a skydiving instructor / porn actor, he got one of the females who worked at the place to go up with them, and they're just kind of like the pilot says, hey, let's go around, let's circle a couple of times, and we'll film us, you know, like I'll enter in the air, and then we're going to jump out, and we'll engage in intercourse in the sky, then we'll pull the ripcord, and then we're going to land. We've talked about this, I'm sure.
I don't remember this.
Oh, wow. It's a spectacular story, right?
Hmm?
Yeah. But the problem was there was no law against it. The only problem was it was like sexual harassment because they worked together. So that's how he got fired. But there was no law on the books against having sex in a plane and then jumping out of the plane while having sex.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Pull the cord.
Since we're talking about private and closed spaces, Chris, cash-strapped universities are seeking out new revenue streams to bolster their bottom lines in these toughest of economic times. And the newest craze can be found in the bathroom. Harvard Law and the University of Pennsylvania have taken commissions and sponsorships to put up plaques and assign naming rights to bathroom stalls in their university, where bawdy limericks are usually found. Sponsor this stall. Other schools like MIT and Dixie State College have refused to take up the practice, deeming it inappropriate.
There's schools like MIT and Dixie State?
Yeah, same breath.
Those are two different places, right?
I know, yeah. Well, I mean, the Mississippi Institute of Technology in Dixie State. There's Southern gentlemen down there.
Have you seen a hockey game lately on TV?
No, I haven't.
There's nothing that's not sponsored.
Well, I mean, it's hockey.
No, the walls are painted, the glass is painted, everything under the ice is painted, the sticks have somebody's name on them. Everything has a company name, a company logo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of like your urinals that have, like if you go to like a travel plaza, you know, the urinals and the stalls, they have like pamphlets showing what they're selling, like, you know, FM transmitter for your phone, you know, blah, blah, blah. You know, buy 4 chimichangas, get 1, you know, shower free, that kind of thing. Just where you're forced to look at it.
Get 1 shower free. Chimichangas for truck drivers?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Who
knows? A demonstration of a new anti-poaching procedure came to a tragic end in South Africa. A white rhino that had been sedated in order for veterinarians to implant a tracking device in its horn and inject it with dye and a pesticide that is toxic to humans died while under anesthesia in front of a group of stunned journalists. The rhino was relatively old, and vets will do a postmortem to try to determine the exact cause of death.
That's really sad.
Yeah.
Was he like the last black rhino?
He was a white rhino.
Oh, okay.
In Africa.
Yeah.
It sounds like a Disney cartoon about, I don't know, acceptance.
You know that like the black rhino is extinct now, right?
No, we just can't see it.
No, it's extinct because of Chinese medicine. Because of Far East of Eastern remedies.
ED medication, right?
Yeah. You take the horn, you grind it up, and then you snort it, and then you get a boner. What?
I don't know.
I'm going to snort this horn. That's fine. It's going to get my blood going. I'm going to get the blood flowing where it should go.
It's like do a whole huge rail of horn.
I think they just call it a horn. I don't know.
I'm so horned, I'm going to rail.
I like that idea. Like it's like Mega Man. You get the powers of whatever you kill and consume.
Yeah.
Yeah?
I eat rainbows.
Hence your sunny disposition. And mine.
And how I won't quit. There's no end.
Hey, Chris.
There's treasure in my honeypot.
Can I take you?
Oh, God.
To the sunny side!
No.
No?
Fine. Whatever. Do it. I don't care.
What happens when your phone rings?
I get scared.
I get scared, too. I hate it.
No. I don't get scared. I don't know. Just... I mean, grab the phone.
What plays?
Sometimes I just take a breath.
Gonna recenter. Yeah.
What plays?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's like this loud default ring.
Yeah. I have a song fragment that plays. Right now it's No Children by the Mountain Goats. But apparently my ringtone is making people stupid and yours isn't.
Wow. How so?
So, if your phone plays a bit of a popular song when it rings, you might be adversely affecting the intelligence of those around you. A study published in the Journal of Environmental Psychology details an experiment performed with several students completing tasks in a computer lab, being regularly interrupted by cell phones. Any interruption caused a decrease in performance, but tones that were a recognizable song, in this case, the school's fight song, caused the biggest disruption. And they can't figure out why. No hypothesis other than beep, 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 not distracting. Da, 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 that is distracting. And to prove this, they did another experiment that involved a professor giving a lecture followed by a test. The experimental group had the professor's phone ring uninterrupted for 30 seconds in the middle of the lecture, causing the group to score 25% worse than the control group with no interruption.
So phones make us stupid.
Yeah, yeah. Especially phones that play songs.
Huh. Well, good for them.
Who knew?
You keep scratching your face.
Sorry. I'm sorry if I'm making you angry.
No, you're not. Not any more than normal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Do you have a story?
Yeah, this is my last one. And then we're going to need to go outside and talk.
Okay.
Portland police sent out 9 patrol cars after a witness reported seeing a naked, bound woman in the back of a Subaru. They found 26-year-old Stephanie Pelsner tied up with duct tape covering her mouth. Police returned the woman and the vehicle to the registered address, where they found Stephanie's boyfriend, Nicholas, who explained that they were engaging in Valentine's Day role-playing, and that Stephanie was a willing participant. Reports from earlier in the day indicated that the couple had even driven to a few stores and were going after the shock effect.
The shock effect for who? For the person who found her bound and gagged? Did the woman corroborate it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah, they said they were really apologetic, but they were still charged with misdemeanor disorderly conduct.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's kind of like they've got those trunk ornaments like for your car that are like legs that hang out from the trunk.
I guess. Like,
yeah, you can get in trouble for
the ones that are like hanging out from underneath a lawnmower.
Yeah. Or you can get a pop for indecent exposure if you have truck nuts.
What a great way to sell a Subaru.
Boy, what if every Subaru came with a free one of those, right?
Look at that trunk space.
You get like 4 fully grown women in here.
That's crazy.
Less if they don't struggle.
Fit like a preschool class in that trunk.
This has been Those Damn Ross Kids.
Hey, Cole, what can they do?
I think that they can go to duckfeed.tv and download other episodes of the show. They can check us out on iTunes and leave us a rating or a review. Both of those are incredibly, incredibly appreciated. You can hit us up on facebook.com/thosedamnrosskids, where you can, recommend stories and share some feedback with the show. Sorry, the show is a little bit short this week, but hey, we can't control how long it is. We did the same number of stories. So, yeah. Thanks so much. Most of all, you can keep on listening. Did I hit it all, Chris?
You got it.
Cool.
Night.
Night.